So today in CNN, we've got information that tells us that up to 1 million people could be tested for coronavirus in the U.S. by the end of the week. And the FDA said that on Monday, as cases across the U.S. rose to more than 100, and health officials have warned that the number is likely to keep climbing. Obviously, if you're testing more people, you're going to find out the severity of what's going on with this pandemic. So cases of the virus have now been reported in 12 states. The majority of those, as we know, are in California and Washington state. So far, we're hearing that 6 people have died from the virus. And about a quarter of the current cases were likely transmitted through U.S. communities, meaning that they were not travel-related. So Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is the director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said in a news conference on Monday that my concern is, as the next week or two or three go by, we're going to see a lot more community-related cases, and that's of great concern. So one thing that South Korea is doing about this, folks, is they see the need that you do have to test people, which is what we're going to be doing, but they've come up with this idea, and again, this is coming from CNN, and if you'd like to follow along with the article, you can go to my Rusted Culture Podcast YouTube channel, and you can actually see what I'm seeing. But South Korea is pioneering coronavirus drive-through testing stations. And according to this article, what they're doing in the northern city of Goyang, drivers pull up into a parking lot where they're met by healthcare workers that are dressed in hazmat suits. And motorists then drive to several stations where nurses in protective plastic suits, masks, and face shields, they register the drivers, they check their temperatures, and they use swabs to take samples from their throats and nasal passages. It's a drive-through coronavirus testing site. So officials are saying that it's safer and it's faster to test for the virus at the drive-through than in a hospital or clinic situation. For one, there's less face-to-face contact, as we know. And when you go to these waiting rooms, you know, you're surrounded by sick people in a stuffy environment, and we've already learned that the coronavirus can actually be present in the air for 2 hours after an infected person has left. 2 hours. So with the coronavirus now in South Korea, we're finding that it's putting a lot of pressure on the healthcare system, and this is how they're dealing with that crisis. South Korea has more than 500 of these drive-in testing sites, which have screened more than 100,000 people. So the results for the test come back within 3 days and are sent by SMS, text message. So why don't we do this here? It's a great way to get more people tested for this coronavirus. So the president was at a rally yesterday in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I'm going to show you what he said.
My administration is protecting your Social Security, your Medicare, and is fighting to give you great health care. You're going to have great health care.
Well, we don't think so, Mr. President. Actually, while he was saying that we're not going to be messing around with your Social Security or Medicare, well, Seema Verma was saying this.
Those. Also, we are looking at what we cover and clarifying the types of products and services that our programs will be able to pay for in terms of Medicaid and Medicare.
So while he's saying that they're not going to touch it, she's obviously just telling everybody that they are going to be touching it. And this is at a coronavirus task force meeting at the White House. As you can see, it's 5:44 p.m. is when this was held. But what she's telling you is that by looking at what they can pay for, they're going to be telling hospitals what they will not be paying for. So is that what you want to be doing in the middle of a pandemic, is actually trimming the services that you're rendering, trimming back and cutting costs on services that people need during this pandemic? I've never heard anything like it. So right in the middle of this meeting, she's telling people that we're going to be looking at what we're not going to pay for, essentially. And then the president also had this to say at that rally in Charlotte. Have a listen.
We are protecting people with pre-existing conditions, and we always will. And we are trying to terminate in the Supreme Court of the United States the worst health care in the world, and we are going to give you the best health care you've ever seen at a lower price, and again, protecting pre-existing conditions.
Well, I can tell you one thing, folks, that the perfect health care that he's telling you that he's going to give you, he hasn't even put pen to paper yet. And the Affordable Care Act, which he's actually suing, and he has a case in front of the Supreme Court right now to kill the Affordable Care Act, and along with that, all of the pre-existing conditions, protections that Americans share. So again, here's another situation. Should the White House be actually suing to kill the Affordable Care Act right in the middle of a pandemic, for God's sakes? This is when you want people to get tested. This is when you want people who have the virus to get care. This is not when you want to be killing the Affordable Care Act. You want to know who has the virus so that they can be quarantined to keep it from spreading. Every developed country out there has got some sort of universal health care that I think, in this case, with the pandemic, puts them far ahead of treating it because people are going to go to the doctor. They're going to get care. Here, Medicaid wasn't expanded throughout a lot of states in the United States, predominantly the southern states. So you know that these people that have no coverage are not going to go to the doctor. They don't have the money to go to the doctor. They don't have the money to get the care. So by not having an option for universal health care, folks, this president is putting us, the American people, at further risk for this virus.